Low Vision Alliance. Vision Access. Volume 33. Number 1. February 2026. Cover Art. Description. The design features layered gray geometric shapes with the text Low Vision Alliance centered at the top. Beneath it reads, Formerly Council of Citizens with Low Vision International. The lower section displays the newsletter title, Vision Access, followed by Volume 33, Number 1, February 2026. A QR code appears in the lower left corner.
Vision Access, Volume 33, Number 1, February 2026. President's Message, Rebranding Committee Update, Reminder to Renew, 2026, LVA. Elections. An update from the LVA Constitution and Bylaws Committee. Seeking LVA resolutions. Help LVA show our appreciation. LVA website. Feedback needed. LVA Affiliates Corner, 2026. ACBDC. Leadership Conference. Easy Tips for Working Out. LVA Book Club. Scouts Corner. Sit, Stay, Succeed. A Doodle's Journey in Training. How I Use ChatGPT to Enhance My Writing. From Ideas to Final Edits. Recipe 1. Bacon and Pea Pasta Salad. Recipe 2. Ambrosia Salad. Recipe 3. Avocado Dressing. Low Vision Alliance Calendar of Events. Join Low Vision Alliance's email lists. Contact Low Vision Alliance. Low Vision Alliance Officers and Directors.
President's Message. The Council of Citizens with Low Vision received its charter as an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind in 1979 at the National Convention in Grand Rapids, Michigan. As a child with low vision, I remember thinking how remarkable it was that we finally had a group dedicated specifically to people like me. It felt empowering, and it signaled that our experiences and needs truly mattered. Over the years, countless individuals have played important roles in helping this organization take root, grow, and thrive. In its 47-year history, the organization's name changed only once, in 1991, adding the word international to reflect its expanding reach and community. It would be impossible to name every person who has contributed to this organization throughout its history, but there are several whose early leadership and dedication deserve special recognition. Dr. Samuel Janensky, Carl Foley, Bernice Kendarian, Fred Scheigert, Pat Price, John Horst, and many others helped lay the foundation and champion the mission that guided us for decades. Now, after 47 years, I am excited to announce that the membership of this organization has formally adopted a new name, Low Vision Alliance. This moment marks both a continuation of our legacy and the beginning of a new chapter. One that honors our past while embracing a future built on unity, advocacy, and shared purpose. A copy of the official announcement that was shared by email is included below. A new name, a shared future. The Council of Citizens with Low Vision International held a special membership meeting on January 10, 2026. During which members voted to officially change the organization's name to Low Vision Alliance. We extend our sincere thanks to everyone who participated in this process and helped shape the future of our organization. Your engagement, insight, and commitment made this moment possible. The name Low Vision Alliance reflects who we are today and where we are headed. It clearly communicates our mission, centers the lived experiences of people with low vision, and emphasizes collaboration, advocacy, and unity. Alliance speaks to the strength we gain by working together. Members, partners, professionals, and allies to advance access, inclusion, and opportunity for people with low vision. We are deeply grateful for our organization's rich history and for the founding members who shaped it into what it is today. We are equally energized by this new chapter and the possibilities ahead, guided by a name that is inclusive, modern, and mission-driven. Thank you for being part of our journey. The future is bright, and we are moving forward together. Patty Cox, President, LVA.
Rebranding Committee Update by Melanie Sinahui, Rebranding Chair. On January 10, 2026, the first phase of the CCLVI rebranding project culminated in passage of the motion to change the name of our organization from the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International to Low Vision Alliance. This motion passed with a 71.8% vote in the affirmative, and the Articles of Incorporation were updated on January 26th. Now, the Rebranding Committee will be taking on Phase 2, redesigning our logo, and Phase 3, creating a branding package. At the beginning of February, we sent an announcement asking, once again, for our members to submit logo ideas, whether written descriptions or actual sketches. The committee will review those submissions and previously submitted ideas at our meeting on February 24th. Logo ideas can be emailed to rebranding@lowvisionalliance.org or call us at 949-229-0059 with descriptions before February 24th. We are also asking for members to share their opinion on whether they are comfortable with the LVA Board of Directors voting for our new logo, hopefully prior to our annual business meeting in July, or waiting until then for the membership to vote. To voice your preference, you can either complete the Google Form survey found at www.cclvi.org/survey, or call and leave a voicemail or text 949-229-0059 before February 24th. You can also start by sharing our new web address, www.lowvisionalliance.org. Currently, the page redirects visitors to www.cclvi.org until the full redesign is unveiled this summer, but we can start getting this out into the mainstream. You will also start seeing electronic contact information updated over the next several months. Both us and the e-communications committee will keep everyone apprised of updates at the monthly board meetings and in Vision Access. Thank you for your participation.
Reminder to Renew by Zelda Gebhard, Membership Committee Chair. Please pay your dues by March 1st. If you are an LVA at-large member, complete and mail your renewal form and check for $15 to Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, 5401 Southern Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky, 40214. This renewal season, please make sure any checks are still made payable to Council of Citizens with Low Vision International. At-large members have an option to renew online by completing the form at https://cclvi.info/join/member-form/ and paying at https://cclvi.info/join/pay2022/. Members of LVA affiliates will pay their affiliate representative directly. LVA Life members need not pay dues, but we ask you to call 701-709-0262 to update your information. If you have any questions or would like assistance, please contact Zelda Gebhard at the above number or at cclvimembership@gmail.com. Do not delay. Renew your membership today.
2026 LVA Elections. by Leslie Spoon, Nomination Committee Chair. Low Vision Alliance will be holding its annual business meeting on Saturday, July 18, 2026, at 2:30 p.m. Central Time. The following list is the positions the nominating committee is accepting nominations for and those who are serving currently. President, Patty Cox. First Vice President, Zelda Gebhard. Second Vice President, Terry Pacheco. Secretary, Melanie Sinahui. And three director positions held by Kathy Farina, Paul Lewis, and Donna Williams. If you are interested in running for a position on the LVA board as a director or officer, please send your information to Leslie Spoon at leslie.spoon@cfl.rr.com. Or you can call Leslie at 407-299-8837. LVA will also be holding a candidates forum on Tuesday, June 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This will be in place of our June Board of Directors meeting. We look forward to an exciting nomination time.
An update from the LVA Constitution and Bylaws Committee by Paul Lewis, Constitution and Bylaws Committee Chair. For several years, our organization has discussed whether we should rebrand. During a special membership meeting held on January 10th, the question was answered, and the membership voted on our new name, Low Vision Alliance. Rebranding will certainly create a significant amount of work for the Constitution and Bylaws Committee, C&B. The first part will be to review our governing documents and replace all references with the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International and CCLVI with Low Vision Alliance and LVA. That will be the easy part. If there are any members who have any issues or concerns regarding our governing documents, or feel there should be some changes made, please email constitution@lowvisionalliance.org.
Seeking LVA Resolutions by Cynthia Hawkins, Esquire, Resolutions Committee Chair. Happy 2026, LVA members! Just a quick update from the Resolutions Committee. Please begin to think about possible resolutions that you think should be brought by LVA to the ACB Annual Conference and Convention this summer. Think about an issue that affects the low vision and/or blind community as a whole. For example, the placement of shampoo/conditioner/bath gel in hotel rooms. There are countless possibilities. The process is pretty straightforward. 1. Submit your idea, with as much detail and information as you can provide, to the LVA Resolutions Committee at resolutions@lowvisionalliance.org. Please note, the more information you provide in your original proposal, the better the chance of success. 2. The committee will consider your proposal at an open meeting. If you want to be heard, you must attend the meeting. The meeting notices will be distributed via the LVA membership list. 3. If a proposal passes the LVA committee, it will be submitted to the LVA Board of Directors for a vote. 4. With a successful vote by the LVA Board, the proposal will be submitted to the ACB Resolutions Committee for consideration. 5. All proposals must be submitted to the ACB Resolutions Committee no later than May 30, 2026, no exceptions. 6. Therefore, to meet this deadline, all proposals must be submitted to the LVA Resolutions Committee no later than April 1, 2026. The LVA Resolutions Committee looks forward to receiving your proposals. Any questions? Please email the committee chair at resolutions@lowvisionalliance.org.
Help LVA Show Our Appreciation by LVA Awards Committee. Volunteers are priceless. They give their time and heart to make a huge difference in organizations like ours. Help us show our appreciation for their efforts by nominating them for one of our two awards to recognize their valuable contributions. LVA has always appreciated its volunteers. However, formal recognition in the form of an awards program began with LVA board approval in November 2021. Our two awards are the Bernice Kandarian Service Award and the Friends of LVA Award. See below for the purpose and criteria for both awards. Bernice Kandarian Service Award. Purpose: to provide acknowledgement of members who demonstrate exceptional service to our organization. May be awarded to one member annually. That member will be recognized for long-term service to LVA according to the following criteria. Criteria: 1. Years of membership. 2. Offices and other elected leadership positions held. 3. Service as chairperson or active member of a standing committee. 4. Overall donation of time and talent to the organization. Friend of LVA Award. Purpose: to acknowledge an individual, organization, or business outside the organization, not an LVA member, who has been supportive of our members, programs, or generalized support of our organization. May be awarded annually to an individual, business, or organization who has made an exceptional impact. Criteria: 1. Description of the individual, organization, or business. 2. Supportive connection to LVA, our members, or programs. 3. Extraordinary service rendered or impact made. Nomination process for both awards. Any dues-paying member may submit nominations for either award. Please send a nomination letter to cclvimembership@gmail.com by April 1st. Thank you for helping us acknowledge and recognize those who have made a positive impact.
LVA. Website: feedback needed by LVA. E-Communications Committee. It is the new year with new opportunities. In conjunction with our rebranding efforts, the E-Communications Committee has a lot of work to do with regards to our website, and we need your help and feedback. If you would like to assist in cleaning up and correcting misinformation, helping to create a new website, or simply have want to share what you like or don't like, or want to see added or removed / reworked, please email us at webmaster@lowvisionalliance.org. We look forward to hearing your thoughts and ideas.
LVA, Affiliates Corner. Florida Council of Citizens with Low Vision, FCCLV. News by Jean Struhar. As Florida experiences some cold temperatures this winter, FCCLV is busy planning for an informational session to take place at the upcoming Florida Council of the Blind, FCB, State Convention. The convention will be held this year in Orlando on May 14th to 17th. The presenter planned is Dr. Francisco Jose Richardson of Winter Park, Florida. Dr. Richardson is a low vision specialist with years of experience providing low vision services to people living with vision loss. Dr. Richardson is involved in helping research for treatments and medical advances that would maintain or improve vision for people living with visual impairments affecting their retina. He is the education chair of Foundation Fighting Blindness. Dr. Richardson is a great advocate for people with low vision. He has spoken at many conferences. Dr. Richardson's practice, Eyes of Winter Park, has helped hundreds of patients discover the best low vision devices to help gain or maintain independence. He is a military veteran and served in the U.S. Army, receiving extensive specialized training in low vision and advanced eye care technology. Dr. Richardson has participated in humanitarian mission trips to Peru, Guatemala, and Ecuador, as well as overseas travel. He volunteers in his local community and in organizations such as Lions Clubs. Dr. Richardson will prove to be a very interesting presenter. In other FCCLV news, members participated in an FCB community call of special interest affiliates on January 24th. We are hopeful this exposure will bring more interest and membership to FCCLV. Election of officers will take place in May at the Florida State Convention. FCCLV membership meetings are being held on the third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
2026 ACBDC Leadership Conference. Source: www.acb.org/2026-acb-dc-leadership-conference. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, is proud to announce its annual 2026 DC Leadership Conference, where attendees will participate in educational sessions, engage with keynote speakers from the disability community, and meet with members of Congress on Capitol Hill. The conference focuses on advancing key legislative priorities to promote independence and improve the quality of life for people who are blind or have low vision. The 2026 Leadership Conference will be a hybrid event. Registration for the in-person portion has closed, but you can still participate by registering as a virtual attendee. Virtual registration is $30 and closes on February 28th. Sign up at acb.org. Optional tour: ACB's board meeting, the president's meeting, legislative seminar, and Capitol Hill visits will take place March 6th to 10th, 2026, at the Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel in Arlington, Virginia. Schedule of events: Friday, March 6th, afternoon tour of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. The tour is free of charge, however, it needs to be indicated when registering. Members will be responsible for their transportation to the tour. For more information on the museum, visit their site, https://nmaahc.si.edu/. Saturday, March 7th, board meeting and evening welcome reception. Sunday, March 8th, president's meeting, including luncheon, and evening dine around in Pentagon City. Monday, March 9th, legislative seminar, including luncheon. Tuesday, March 10th, attendees may visit Capitol Hill to meet with their representatives. Additional information on daily agendas coming soon. Legislative imperatives. 1. Medical Device Non-Visual Accessibility Act, 118 Congress. 2. The Websites and Software Applications Accessibility Act, 118 Congress. 3. The Communications, Video, and Technology Accessibility Act, 118th Congress. We hope you can join us for this year's event.
Easy Tips for Working Out by Leslie Spoon, certified aerobics instructor and certified personal trainer. Hello, LVA family. Enjoy some easy tips for working out. You can do some of these either with your own balance, weights, or a resistance band. Don't forget the buddy system is always a great way to stay on track with your fitness journey. Easy tips for your fitness journey. 1. You can stand on one leg, and the other leg comes in front of you and lifts up and down, not touching the floor, and then you switch legs. 2. You can squat when you take your laundry over to the washer. Please make sure that you are not putting your knees forward when you squat, and that you have your chest lifted high and proud. 3. Stand with one leg in front and the other leg right behind, like you are on a balance beam. You can hold on to a wall if you feel unbalanced. While in that position, take one arm up to the ceiling and one arm behind you, like you are pushing something away from you. You will switch legs and do it on the other side. 4. When you empty your dishwasher, you can squat down to take out the dishes. When you put them away, use your shoulder and arm to open the cabinet. 5. When you take your clothes out of the dryer, you can use both hands and pull the clothes towards you while keeping your elbows close to your body. You will feel your back muscles. 6. When you are watching a program on TV or your computer, you can point and flex your feet to work your shins and calves. 7. Stand on one straight leg. Bend the other knee into the chest, lean forward and bring it behind you while you straighten it, and then bring it back to your chest with it bent. If you feel unbalanced, you should hold on to a wall. 8. When you are sitting in a chair, straighten the right leg out in front of you. While keeping your leg in the air, move it to the right to about 3 o'clock. Bring the leg back to 12 o'clock, then to the floor. Switch legs. 9. While sitting in the chair, you can do some jumping jacks, taking your legs out to 9 and 3 o'clock, and take your arms out to 9 and 3 while you are doing the legs. 10. While sitting in the chair, you can either use some hand weights or resistance band or no equipment. You will have your palms up and horizontal. Take your arms out to 12 o'clock and then bring them back to your sides. This is called serving a tray. You can think about your favorite food that you don't want to drop. 11. While sitting in the chair, use your weights, resistance bands, or no equipment. Have hands by your ribs vertically and extend your arms behind you at 6 o'clock. Bring your hands back to your ribs.
LVA Book Club, February 2026. Charm City Rocks, A Love Story. Author, Norman Matthew. Book number, DB115941. Reading time, 9 hours, 9 minutes. Read by Kristen DiMercurio. Bard Description. Billy Perkins is happy. And why wouldn't he be? He loves his job as an independent music teacher and his apartment in Baltimore above a record shop called Charm City Rocks. Most of all, he loves his brainy teenage son, Caleb. Margot Hammer, on the other hand, is far from happy. The former drummer of the once-famous band Burnt Flowers, she's now a rock and roll recluse. March 2026. The Country of the Blind, A Memoir of the End of Sight. Author, Leland Andrew. Book number, DB115575. Reading time, 7 hours, 51 minutes. Read by Andrew Leland. Bard Description. We meet Andrew Leland as he's suspended in the liminal state of the soon-to-be blind. He's midway through his life with retinitis pigmentosa, a condition that ushers those who live with it from sightedness to blindness over years, even decades. He grew up with full vision, but starting in his teenage years, his sight began to degrade from the outside in, such that he now sees the world as if through a narrow tube. Soon, but without knowing exactly when, he will likely have no vision left. Full of apprehension, but also dogged curiosity, Leland embarks on a sweeping exploration of the state of being that awaits him. Not only the physical experience of blindness, but also its language, politics, and customs. He negotiates his changing relationships with his wife and son, and with his own sense of self, as he moves from his mainstream, typical life to one with a disability. Part memoir, part historical and cultural investigation, The Country of the Blind represents Leland's determination not to merely survive this transition, but to grow from it, to seek out and revel in that which makes blindness enlightening. Thought-provoking and brimming with warmth and humor, The Country of the Blind is a deeply personal and intellectually exhilarating tour of a way of being that most of us have never paused to consider, and from which we have much to learn. Please see the calendar of events at the end of this publication for meeting information.
Scout's Corner. Sit, Stay, Succeed. A Doodle's Journey in Training. By Cheryl McNeil Fisher. Photo left. A happy, golden-colored dog with curly fur breaks through a torn white paper background. The dog's front paw is extended through the tear, and it has a joyful expression with an open mouth. Above the dog, the text reads, "Scout's Corner," with a rolled-up newspaper icon in the middle. Below the dog, the bold text says, "I got news." "Hi, my friends. Do I have news for you? I arrived at Freedom Guide Dog School on November 24, 2025. The staff loved me at first sight. Well, of course they did. I was placed in a kennel with Martha, a really nice retired black lab who was awaiting her forever people. Cheryl and Ed drove me 3 hours, and I was just a bit nervous and excited, too. Martha played with me for a bit, which made me tired, so she let me nuzzle against her. A photo shows a golden, curly-haired dog wearing a brown harness sitting on a city sidewalk beside red brick buildings, looking at the camera. See my picture? That's my new harness. I'm training for an important job. But sometimes humans put some tempting obstacles in my way. Things they drop, drag, or carry that can be very distracting. Paper that flies in my face, bags, food smells, and I have to ignore all of it. Part of my training is obstacle work. What's that, you ask? Well, the trainers put different distractions in an area, and I have to go around them and stay focused. Do you have any idea how hard that is? But if I want to be a guide dog, I have to learn these things. My trainer told Cheryl, "Scout is working at a moderate to fast pace with a strong pull and is generally happy to work. He is working in a figure-8 infinity lead due to some lack of manners while out in public, such as jumping on people, so we are focusing on structure and consistency. Overall, he is making progress and continuing to improve." Now, this next part might be a tiny exaggeration. After all, when I'm in the play yard, someone has to keep everyone in line. In the play yard, Scout tends to be socially persistent with the other dogs and often does not read or respond appropriately to their correction signals. So we continue to monitor and guide those interactions closely. Yeah, I could be the best guide dog there is, but if I don't play nice with others, I could lose my job. Hey, any of you humans relate to that? No? Me neither. Now, I agree with the following comments 100%. Scout is a wonderful dog, and you did a great job providing him with a strong foundation. And I helped too. I was the one who learned to listen, and let me tell you, that basic obedience stuff was exhausting at first. I mean, really. I had to learn to sit before eating my food. It felt like forever. Then it was, "Scout sit, Scout down, Scout sit, Scout down, Scout stay." And when she said, "Scout, come," I had to strut over to her left side, sit close to her leg, and look up at her. No problem. Where there are treats, I'm there. But if Cheryl was in another room, I tore after her, went to her left side, and sat. I looked up and waited for, "Yes, good boy!" And then, treats. Everything is better with treats. When my trainer took my picture in front of a brick building in Utica, New York, I focused really hard so you would feel my words. "Look at me. Don't I look grand in my leather harness?" Cheryl can't see my picture, but she feels my love coming through. I hope you do too. I have to go now. It's time for dinner, and the only thing better than treats is a bowl full of kibble. Until next time, smile. It really brightens your face and your attitude. Why do you think I smile all the time? Love, Scout.
How I use ChatGPT to enhance my writing. From Ideas to Final Edits by Cheryl McNeil Fisher, assisted by AI. Writing has always been part of my life, but that doesn't mean it's always smooth or easy. I've wrestled with structure, second-guessed sentences, and stared at pages wondering, where do I go from here? What I've learned is that ChatGPT doesn't replace my voice, it helps me work with it. One of the ways I use ChatGPT most is as a thinking and brainstorming partner. When ideas feel scattered, I don't force them into paragraphs. I start a conversation. Sometimes I ask ChatGPT to brainstorm with me. Other times, I ask it to interview me. That's one of my favorite techniques. When I'm answering questions instead of trying to write, ideas flow more naturally. Those answers often become the foundation for a chapter, a program, or an outline I couldn't see clearly before. That interview approach works just as well for characters. Asking ChatGPT to interview a character, for helping me interview one, brings depth and motivation to the surface. Characters reveal things when they're asked questions that don't always show up when I'm outlining logically. I also use ChatGPT when I'm building programs or courses. I'll say, "Interview me as if I'm developing a program," and then answer honestly. From there, ChatGPT helps identify themes, organize ideas, and shape an outline. What once felt messy becomes intentional and workable. Where ChatGPT has truly changed my process, though, is in editing my manuscripts. My workflow matters. I start by running my manuscript through Grammarly to catch grammar, spelling, and punctuation. Then I revise on my own for voice and flow. After that, I bring the manuscript into ChatGPT, one chapter at a time. Although ebooks don't have page numbers, I add them for editing purposes and delete them during final formatting. They are a map for me to work with ChatGPT. I tell it to list the edits as follows: chapter number, page number, paragraph number, sentence number, and include a few identifying words from the sentence. That way, I don't waste energy guessing what needs fixing. Page numbers can change during the editing process, so without clues, I'm reading over and over, knowing it's there, but can't find it. Know what I mean? The more you use it, the more specific you will become. If I'm working with a complete manuscript, I'll upload it into a project so the entire book lives in one place. Even then, I still work chapter by chapter. That pacing matters, for me and for ChatGPT. And because I'm using a screen reader, VoiceOver on my 13-inch iPad Pro, I take GPT's response and put it in my Notes app, then go back and forth between the Word document and my notes. As I make corrections, I delete them from my notes, making it easier each time I go back to reference them. Most importantly, GPT doesn't always get it right. There are times when it goes off track, gives too much commentary, or misunderstands what I'm asking. When that happens, I stop it. I redirect. I say, "No, that's not what I meant," or "Go slower," or "Don't give commentary, just references." This is a conversation, not a command. Learning how to guide it is part of the process. It's all practice. I don't rely on just one tool. I've experimented with several. Paragraph AI is helpful for short sections and provides multiple versions to choose from. I've played with others as well. Each tool has strengths. I use whatever works for the task at hand. At the end of the day, I'm still the writer. These tools don't replace my voice. They help me hear it more clearly, refine it more confidently, and move forward without getting stuck. Currently, I've been able to make edits on my website and create new pages by taking screenshots and having GPT direct me. It writes my HTML. I copy and paste it into a document to tweak. When done, I copy everything, paste it into my site, and voila, the image is there, along with buttons with links, headings, and text. It can be tedious and frustrating, but I am tenacious and have spent thousands of dollars on professionals who made a mess. Plus, you can yell at it, "I do," and it'll still be there when you go back to the app to say, "Hello, Cheryl, how can I help you today?" It's trial and error. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it.
Recipe 1. Bacon and pea pasta salad. Source: Sheila Young Recipe Swap on ACB Community. Ingredients: 1/4 cup bacon, cooked and crumbled, 1 cup cooked green peas, 1/2 cup shredded cheddar cheese, 1 1/2 cups small pasta shells, cooked and drained, 1/4 cup diced red onion, 1/2 cup plain Greek yogurt, 1/4 teaspoon paprika, salt and pepper to taste. Instructions. Step 1. Place all ingredients in a bowl and stir to combine. Recipe 2. Ambrosia salad. Source: Sheila Young. Recipe swap on ACB Community. Ingredients: 1 20-ounce can drained pineapple chunks, 1 can drained mandarin oranges, 1 cup sour cream, 1 cup flaked coconut, 1 cup miniature marshmallows. Instructions. Step 1. Mix all ingredients and refrigerate for several hours.
Recipe 3. Avocado dressing by Deborah Erickson. From the Blind Kitchen. Ingredients: 1 avocado, 2 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1/3 cup salad oil, 1 clove crushed garlic, 1/2 tablespoon sugar, 1/2 teaspoon chili powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon butter. Instructions. Step 1. Peel avocado and remove seed. Step 2. With an electric mixer or blender, mash avocado. Step 3. Add remaining ingredients. Step 4. Mix or blend until smooth.
Low Vision Alliance Calendar of Events, formerly Council of Citizens with Low Vision International. Everyone is welcome to attend these events by accessing the Zoom mobile app, visiting the Zoom website at www.zoom.com, or calling 312-626-6799 and entering the appropriate meeting ID and passcode. Subscribe to our LVA info email list to receive weekly meeting reminders and Zoom details by sending a blank email to lva-info+subscribe@acblists.org. In addition, all LVA events, except our business meetings, are listed on the ACB Community Call schedule. Those without email can access that information by calling 800-424-8666 and following the prompts, or typing acb.community into your web browser. Note: effective February 1st, 2026, some programming has changed. All Monday and Thursday Zoom events have the same Zoom link, meeting ID, and passcode. LVA Game Night, second Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. LVA Low Vision Peer Support Group, third Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. LVA Tips and Tricks, fourth Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Topics will rotate. Examples: Member Spotlight, Tips and Tricks, Technology, etc. LVA Book Club, fifth Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, starting in March. Note: the February 19th call will occur as scheduled. LVA Board of Directors Meeting, second Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Meeting ID: 82904333824. Passcode: 784-688. LVA Let's Talk Low Vision. First Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Join our guests for this monthly informative program, also broadcasted on ACB Media One. The podcast of the episodes can be found at https://www.ccclvi.org/Let's Talk Low Vision. LVA Affiliate Zoom Calls. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, CCCLV. A Sunday Chat. First and third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Spend part of your Sunday with members of CCCLV and enjoy A Sunday Chat. This is a call for those of us who are blind or with low vision and any family and friends, be they near or far. Topics will range from all things low vision to life in general as a person who is blind or low vision. Low Vision Now. First Saturday at 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Second in July and September. The monthly Zoom meeting, Low Vision Now, is open to all who have an interest in the issues of low vision. Meeting ID 4404-653-663. Passcode 2121. Kentucky Council of Citizens with Low Vision, KCCLV. Low Vision Support Calls. First Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, business meeting. Third Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, informative meetings for low vision individuals across the U.S. Meeting ID 8629-889-6972. Passcode 975864. Note, topics and speakers are subject to change. Please reference the weekly LVA emails and ACB community call schedule.
Join Low Vision Alliance's email lists, formerly Council of Citizens with Low Vision International. LVA Info email list. This is a two-way list for members and non-members of LVA. Its purpose is to publish the weekly schedule of LVA events and to provide a place where subscribers can ask questions about low vision. To join, send a blank email to lva-info plus subscribe at acblists.org. LVA-members-only email list. This is a one-way list that contains information and announcements of the annual business meeting, monthly board meetings and minutes, constitutional amendments, resolutions, and other items members need to vote on. To join, you will be added to this list when your annual membership dues are received. If you unsubscribe, you will not receive important LVA information. LVA Vision Access email list. This is a one-way list where members receive our newsletter, Vision Access. To join, you will be added to this list when your annual membership dues are received. If you unsubscribe, you will no longer receive our publication, and you will miss out on interesting and informative articles. Vision Access is published four times a year, February 15th, May 15th, August 15th, and November 15th, in large print and email. Vision Access welcomes submissions from people with low vision, from professionals such as ophthalmologists, optometrists, low vision specialists, and everyone with something substantive to contribute to the ongoing discussion of low vision and all of its ramifications. Submission deadlines are January 15th, April 15th, July 15th, and October 15th. Send contributions to publications at lowvisionalliance.org. Accessing Vision Access. Vision access is available to LVA members via email and large print. Audio versions and archived issues are available at www.ccclvi.org/vision-access.
Contact Low Vision Alliance, formerly Council of Citizens with Low Vision International. Address: 5401 Southern Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky 40214. Call LVA 502-905-0869 between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Email lowvisionoutreach@gmail.com. Website www.lowvisionalliance.org.
Low Vision Alliance officers and directors. Formerly Council of Citizens with Low Vision International. Officers. President Patty Cox, 2024 to 2026. First Vice President Zelda Gebhard, 2025 to 2026. Second Vice President Terry Pacheco, 2024 to 2026. Secretary Melanie Sinohui, 2024 to 2026. Treasurer Debbie Persons, 2025 to 2027. Immediate Past President Leslie Spoon. Directors. Number 1, Joyce Feinberg, 2025 to 2027. Number 2, Kathy Farina, 2024 to 2026. Number 3, Cynthia Hawkins, 2025 to 2027. Number 4, Paul Lewis, 2024 to 2026. Number 5, Diana Leonard, 2025 to 2027. Number 6, Donna Williams, 2024 to 2026. Publications Chair, Melanie Sinohui. Webmaster, Joyce Feinberg. Produced by the E-Communications and Publications Committees of Low Vision Alliance. Copyright 2026. Low Vision Alliance.